so on the front six, great signs on the right field. Jeff Taylor is out of here. See ya.
Well, they run it up the gut with DeAndre Swift. He gets a block. He's up the middle. The 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
You're listening to WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio, and the voice of all things prep.
Your St. Joe's Prep Hawks are state champions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Springfield, Pennsylvania. I'm Simon Williams, joined by Simon Gates, and you're listening to WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Center Broadcasting Club Radio, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. We are live in Springfield, PA, at Cardinal O'Hara High School for the 2018 Philadelphia Catholic League Lacrosse Championships. The number two-seeded St. Joe's Prep Hawks face the number one-seeded LaSalle College High School Explorers in a bout of two teams in the PCL where there's only one combined loss in this game. LaSalle is 11-0 in the PCL, and St. Joe's Prep is 10-1. Only loss coming to the Explorers. They're welcoming Pat McCabe to the broadcast. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Simon. It's going to be a great day for Catholic League Championships, especially between two arch rivals.
So both teams make their way onto the field to start things off. LaSalle is wearing their home whites with navy numbers and letters with a gold trim around as accents, and St. Joe's Prep's wearing home maroons with the whites. So at the face-off, Peter Banfy for St. Joseph's Prep. We're going to get things started for the Hawks, a little bit of momentum early. So as the whistle sounds, we got the first face-off of the day between St. Joe's Prep and LaSalle. It is fought for, rolled around, smacked around as these guys are trying to fight for it in the offensive zone. St. Joe's Prep comes up with it to start things off. A lot of hard decks, a lot of hard hits today. St. Joe's Prep and LaSalle, obvious rivals. As a turnover, gives it LaSalle ball early on. 11:40 on the clock, so LaSalle gets their first possession about 20 seconds into this game.
Yeah, it's been an aggressive one. Even so, even 30 seconds in, I mean, you could see the amount of toughness and aggressiveness these two teams are going to show today.
On the near side, working from right to left, are the Explorers. On their side is Ethan Lamont. He passed it up to the top. That's Grant Pinto. Skips over to the right side. They set it on the low bar behind the net. And it's going around toward the right side of the goal. Ooh, shot on goal. Just wide. Joey Taylor. We'll look there. Look out of bounds will remain St. Joe's Prep ball.
Yeah, that was some really good movement.
LaSalle ball, excuse me.
That was some really good movement from LaSalle moving around the net, trying to get Tommy McHugh confused, and Prep takes back the ball.
Matt Klebanoff was trying to get things out of the inbounds, but Zach Snyder with the great defense, senior for St. Joseph's Prep, gets it started as he sends it over to the top. Aiden Kelly with it over to his right. Shoe to the top. Going to want to weave. He loses it. It's picked up by LaSalle on the right side, near side. Back to goal. Mike Klebanoff headed to Ohio State next year. Play the all act for the Buckeyes. There's a deep pass to, as he finds an open man. Brendan Maher gets it in. Lower left side of the net. Nice shot on the quick transition.
Awesome, really good movement from LaSalle. I mean, they just passed it right down the line. Prep had prepped and just let it go by, and they scored a goal on that.
Brendan Maher with a quick look. And just like that, the Explorers draw first blood here in Springfield. Banfy back in for the faceoff. It's picked up by St. Joe's Prep's Adam Staples. And so the Hawks win the faceoff. And in the low part behind the net, working things around is Schrader. On the near side, Eric Shirley looks for a man cutting, no motion, all working the perimeter on the Hawks. Goss with it. The Cabrini University commit will play for the Cavaliers next season. But he's taking things on the offense for the Hawks here in Springfield. Gets the show at the top, skirts to his left, gets a screen from Goss. Keeps going to the left side, about 10 yards out of the goal. Back the dish to Schrader. Nice hesitation move from O'Connor. Good to Stevenson now. Hesitation move, goes to his right. Looks for a man to pass, as he does, finds on the outside. Ooh, shot on goal, it's sent up, but no good for Jake Goss.
Some great movement from both teams so far. Just on that shot right there is just above the crossbar and narrowly missed a goal for Prep.
And so St. Joe's Prep takes it from the top. Shirley almost lost it, but picks it back up. Guarded well. LaSalle switching on defense with precision as they stifled St. Joe's Prep's offensive attempts the last two drives. Shirley with it behind the net. Close to his left. That's to the top. Hesitation move from Shue. Sends it into Schrader, who gets a shot on goal. And it's the sound ball. Eric Shirley's blocked at the official saying that he was closest to the ball, but a shot on goal. Sends it a little bit too wide, and it becomes the sound ball.
Another great shot on another great shot just off the mark. A little bit, and LaSalle again gets the ball back.
And it's LaSalle working on the far side. They get it to midfield. Castle with it. Carries. A little bit to the right now. He finds a man in the low right part of towards the net. Back up to the top. Greg Osborne cradles. Sends it back to midfield. Leading Masucci. Masucci to his right. To Taylor behind the goal. A lot of ball moving here to Klimanoff. Working their way around to the top. LaSalle, well-paced in their offense here, trying to draw St. Joe's back in the defense. Trying to get a good shot and a good look they can get. Inside look, picked up and stopped by Tommy McHugh. Well, great save as the shot on goal was right at him. And he was well aware and ready for that shot. First save of the day. LaSalle ball. They inbound it. Masucci with it. Looks like he's going to drive for a moment, then pulls back. Two passes to his left, and they weave it around at the top. McIdis with it. At the top of the key, goes to his left. Osborne, cradle picked up by Khalil Majeed, 13 all Catholic selection this year for St. Joe's Prep. A lot of rotation clockwise for these Explorers. I'm working it around. The shot on goal, tipped, stopped by McHugh. Good look from Matt Klimanoff. And McHugh stops it. Second save of the day. Osborne to the top, to his left, Miskaitis. Ooh, dribbling into the lane a little bit. They're picked up by three St. Joe's Prep defenders. Is Masucci. But he and Osborne are trading passes down the outside. Working into the low post, extended a bit far. Klimanoff has it on the near side. Guarded by Stevenson. Osborne called for some plays. That's Klimanoff on the near side. He pump fakes. Two dribbles, one bounce. And finds the back of the net. Klimanoff with a nice look as he dips and dives and sticks to his knees to make that shot. It's 2-0 LaSalle.
Good shot by Matt Klimanoff. That shows why he is an Ohio State commit along with his brother. Great movement by LaSalle. Got Matt Klimanoff right in the middle, and it was an easy shot down to the lower part of the goal.
5:59 remains here in the first quarter of play. As LaSalle up 2-0, Mike Brown out there to face off. The senior from Ridley. filled in a little bit this season, midway through the year, particularly the Holy Ghost game. You can hear that broadcast here on WSJP. He filled in for Pets. He's struggling a little bit this season. But the faceoff is won by the Hawks and picked up by Zach Snyder. The Navy commit sends it across to his left. Quickly, Scott O'Connor with it. So faceoff won for Mike Brown of the Hawks. And a flag is down after O'Connor's hit hard.
Yeah, the aggressiveness and is already showing in this game. I mean, to our rivals, there's always going to be some pretty aggressive behaviors from each team, and it showed already with the penalty.
Klibanoff will end the box. Correction number 8, Joe Burnham with the registered penalty. He'll take a knee in the box for a few minutes, and St. Joe's Pep will be in the man up. So after the inbound from the penalty, LaSalle's with it this time. They're struggling to make do with it. And it will be LaSalle ball still on the far side if they lost it. So turnover on St. Joe's Prep. They try and turn the ball over on LaSalle's end, but they can't get anything good defensively. LaSalle with it now, streaking on the right side. Zach Coy with it. Trades passes, and they go back to the top. Brandon Marr scored the first goal of the game for these Explorers. Gives it to his right to Pinto. Shoots behind the net to Zach Kaur. That's going off as it's streaking on the right side near us. Dumps it to Pinto. Dribbles to his left just a bit. Picked up by Khalil Majid. St. Joe's Prep. Almost running akin to a box and one in basketball where you have men clear the zone and one guy pick up the man who has the ball. This time around, the defense has been stifled by these Explorers. They're finding a lot of looks. That's curling around behind the net and a 1-2 pump fake. He shoots and scores. Brendan Morris got 2 goals in the game. And LaSalle has a 3-0 lead.
Prep's defense isn't even helping them right now. I mean, LaSalle just scored their 3rd goal, and it's four minutes left. I mean, Prep needs to figure out what they're doing on defense and figure it out quick.
It's a 3-0 game, and St. Joe's Prep is quickly in a bit of a hole here. This is the 5th straight year that St. Joe's Prep will face LaSalle in the PCL Championship. LaSalle's going for their 3rd straight Catholic League crown. Brown wins the faceoff again. He's done fantastic in that new position this year. As on the offense are the Hawks. Shoe with it. The sophomore has made quite an impact for this Hawks team in just his 2 years on the varsity roster. And Schrader's with it on the near side. Cradle sends it to his right. Gets back up to the top to Goss. Over to the left to Francillo. Francillo working in hard, posting up on Doolin. And it's put around and lost, but that was St. Joe's football. A couple substitutions in for the Hawks, trying to get a new unit in, a couple new looks. Burnham charged with the penalty, 2nd of the game. St. Joe's Prep out of the penalty. Sends it over the right side. Back and forth passes. As he gets to Shirley at the top, sends it to his left to Goss. Back up to Shirley. He wants an open opportunity. Back up to Shirley. To his left, a shot on goal. Just a bit high for Aiden Kelly.
Another great shot on goal from Aiden Kelly. Just a little bit above the mark. Prep's been really getting close to the goal, but not quite in yet.
Ehrlich. Over to Shirley. No good. A tip in at the time. A nice look. Jason Flip gets the first goal of the game. It's 3-1. Finally, the offense came to be. So just over 2:40 to play in the quarter. Ortlieb's goal gives St. Joe's Prep a little bit of life. Down 3-1 now. Time out of skull. LaSalle will take their first time out of the game and give a chance for their guys to talk things out. Now, Pat, we're going to keep it here, though. The St. Joe's Prep team finally gets their first good offensive look of the game. How do you think it came to be?
I think, as you said, Prep substituted a bunch of players, got a fresh look on it, and just passed it around. Got it right into the middle and shot it and scored.
Ortlieb gets one goal on one shot. That's pretty efficient, if you ask me.
Yeah, probably.
Meanwhile, the defense has seen a lot of shots of their own, giving up a lot of good looks on that end. It seems to be that LaSalle is able to work their way into the low post and create opportunities with a lot of passes and a lot of motion.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, LaSalle is one of the better passing teams in the PCL, and they are really good at moving the ball around and getting it quick and into the goal.
St. Joe's Prep is the only team in the PCL to hold LaSalle to single-digit points this year as the St. Joe's Prep LaSalle finish back in April resulted in a LaSalle College High School win. But nonetheless, a 9-2 finish is something you can kind of take as a pyrrhic victory for these Explorers, as when you're a team like LaSalle who's going to score a lot of goals, yet you can't get 10 or more against Prep. It shows that Prep defense worked a little bit there.
Definitely. No. Yeah, Prep has not showed it today with defense, with the score being 3-1, but showing that nobody else scored more than everyone else scored 10 or more goals. It shows that Prep's defense is really doing well.
So picking it out of the timeout, a little south ball behind St. Joe's Prep's net. Joe Taylor with it. He wants an option up top. Pretty condensed here within the about 20 yards out from the goal. It's Brendan Marr. Pass things around Pinto. Pinto, the lefty, taking it to himself. Cradle behind the net. A lot of cuts into the lane here for LaSalle as McHugh and Brown are trying to sort out the defense for the Hawks. So it's out to Klimanoff. Pinto is right. Cora wants a look. All of LaSalle's offense just shifted over to the right now. It's kind of an iso here for Core. Takes it himself. He goes back up to the top. What a look. That was Brendan Lamar again. Back over to his right. Ethan Lamond with it. Bump fake, sends one, ooh, ground ball will be wide left. Will still remain the foul ball, shot on goal, just wide. Joe Taylor takes it out, guarded by Zach Snyder. Ooh, and Klimanoff had a nice shot after a nice pass, but McHugh was to stuff it for the second save of the game.
Great save by Tommy McHugh. That really saved a Prep deficit that would have been tough to come back from.
Double substitutions for LaSalle as they're trying to make quick work of the new offense as St. Joe's Prep turns it over on a home run pass, defended by the defense. It's LaSalle ball yet again. Cool, is it? Curling over to his left behind the St. Joe's Prep goal. So it's up to Lamont. Doesn't do his right, Tumar. Thank you. pressure behind the net. LaSalle moving a lot in this tight, compact zone on the offense, forcing Prep defenders to make something. But LaSalle has their way as a shot on goal again drops for the Explorers. Brendan Moore with a beautiful look. Puts it where McHugh isn't. And so the sixth shot attempt for LaSalle becomes the fourth to this five. McHugh is 4-1. LaSalle College High School. Brown back in the faceoff. His fifth of the game. And wins it. Good look for Mike. Takes it himself. Fires it. It's going to be wide left. And that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Your St. Joe's Prep Hawks are down 4-1 against the number one seed and technically host team today at the Cardinal O'Hara. They'll be LaSalle College High School Explorers. With this timeout, Pat and I are going to take a breather. When we return, more action from Springfield. This is WSJP's presentation of St. Joe's Prep Hawks Lacrosse, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP.
Sojourner Mancano, LLC, is a litigation boutique dedicated to representing clients in criminal, civil, and administrative controversies. Mark Sedrone and Joseph Mancano are committed to a standard of excellence in the service of their clients and are consistently ranked among the best lawyers in local and national publications. They bring skills honed over decades of experience to resolve the most challenging legal problems. Call 215-925-2500 to contact Sedrone Mancano for more information. Go Prep!
Lauzi Foreign Car Repair, located on Long Lane in East Lansdowne, PA, is the place for your import. Lauzi Foreign Car Repair is the stop for oil changes, AC and heating repair, inspections, brakes, transmissions, tires, and more. And although they specialize in foreign cars, domestic cars are also welcomed. Find out why his customers say mechanic John Lauzi is the best of the best, someone who gets the job done right the first time around. Call 610-259-2500 to book an appointment or to hear more about the services of Lauzi Foreign Car Repair. Go Prep!
Hi, I'm history teacher Bill Connors, and you're listening to WSJP.
Welcome back to WSJP. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Hawks Lacrosse. We switch things up. LaSalle is going from left to right here in Springfield after a lost faceoff for Mike Brown and the Hawks. He's 4-for-6 on the day. But missed offense means a little bit of defense working for St. Joe's Prep as Brown has it at midfield. He bounced fast to his right to Jake Goss, but it won't go. It'll be a turnover, making an Explorer ball on the far sideline. It rolls all the way to the opposite stands here at Cardinal O'Hara High School. A turnover on Brown. The Explorers with it on the near side. That's Foster. Dumps it into Taylor. Skirts around to his right. The Johnson McIntyre working it back around on the near side. A couple of passes now back up to the top. Greg Osborne with it. Kicks it to his Masucci on the right side. Picked up in the defense by Goss. A pass intended for Chris Makaitis is knocked around. St. Joe's Prep showing a little sign of life on the defensive end. One look at the inside is picked up and stopped by the Hawks. McHugh missed the goal, or missed the save almost, but St. Joe's Prep defense able to hold on to it, take care of it. So a good stop by the Hawks, but a home run pass is converted into a turnover for LaSalle as they're coming the other way quickly. Usually they say defense leads to offense, but this time it's led to defense on the other end for LaSalle. So working from left to right are the Explorers. Titus kicks over to the right side to Foster. The junior back to Makaitis, senior. Driving to the right side of the lane, pump shot. Stuck by McHugh, going to roll all the way past midfield. And be Explorer ball. Cut fans calling for it to be the Hawks ball.
Good save by Tommy McHugh. That definitely looked like it hurt, but it was a good save, and it keeps the Explorers from scoring another goal.
And so on the defensive end, LaSalle trying to catch up with the Hawks. They had a little bit of pressure on their own, but they still hold a comfortable 4-1 lead here in Springfield. As Lamont kicks it over to the left side, Makaitis with it, calling for a weave at the top. Osborne checks in, takes the pass, looks right, goes back left to Makaitis. Frontillo picks him up in a one-on-one. Makaitis hesitates, throws to his left, keeps cradle and fires a shot. Stuck by McHugh. Good work by Tommen. St. Joseph working on a fast break. Here come the Hawks. It's Zach Snyder with it. Kick it to his right. They dump it over to Schrader under the net. Now working it around as they threw it after they could not find a look. The Hawks have it now. Far side, Woodley works it. Over the top to Ehrlich. Hesitates, almost has a figure eight over between his 30 and 40-yard line here at O'Hara. Trying to evade some Explorer defenders. As they kick it over to Shue, but timeout will be called for St. Joe's Prep. Head coach Tyler Gilbert not getting what he liked out of the offensive set there, and he wants to talk it over with his team. What have you seen out of the Hawks in this new quarter? It seems to be a little bit more energetic team here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Prep has showed signs of life here. As you said, Coach would like a little bit more on the offensive end, scoring some more goals, trying to cut this deficit. I guess he's trying to do that right now, and hopefully we'll get some goals out of this.
And so with 8:11, Coach Gilbert calls the timeout. St. Joe's Prep still down 4-1. The defense has shown that they can make these stops. McHugh has 4 saves on 8 shots. And even Brown is doing well on the faceoff. He's won 4 of 6. But LaSalle has kept it up with the defense. Meanwhile, St. Joe's Prep turns it over on the offensive end. It becomes LaSalle's offense right away.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, LaSalle has shown that they are a really good team. So is Prep. Just Prep's defense has not helped them today, and it showed in the score. Hopefully, out of this timeout, Prep can get some energy back in his game, show some more on the offensive end, and get some more goals.
And so LaSalle kicks it back on to the turf. They're ready to get things going for the rest of the second quarter. The timeout, Schrader has it under the LaSalle net. Curls to his left, spin move. Starts over to the right side, he wants a goal. He desperately needs this opportunity here. Off the shoe to his right. Curls back behind and sends it over right to the top. Dan McGuire has it, he's fighting for it. It's stolen. It's stolen by 2 LaSalle Explorers. And it quickly becomes LaSalle ball, and skirting in the fast break come LaSalle forcing Prep to hurry back into their defense. With it is Lamont. He's cradling around. He's picked up by Bonfillo. After a quick fast break, they slowed down just a minute for a breather. They worked both styles really well today. Wind picking up here in Springfield. About 52, 53 degrees here. A little bit chilly weather. As a pass intended on the inside, a low feed. It hits around by St. Joe's Prep. Ooh! Rough hit. They're not going to call a foul, but it'll be LaSalle ball. As in on the near side is LaSalle up to Mikaias. Over to Klibanoff. Klibanoff to his left, Taylor. Skirts by Francillo. Sends it to the back side to Klibanoff. He found his man. Dishes to his left. It's lost. He just picks it up. Eric. Oh, that's Jack Snyder with it. Great look for the Navy commit as he skirts across field into the fast break for the Hawks. Sends it to Schrader too far, and it'll be LaSalle ball. Zach Snyder not inaccurate with the pass, and creating an opportunity for LaSalle now.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity by Prep. Real Zach Snyder ran down the entire field. It was just a bad miscommunication between the two Hawk players and caused a turnover.
After he forced a turnover of his own, he turns the ball over.
Karma.
Family with it. He quickly subs back out. Brandon Marr with a two-goal score today for LaSalle. Dangerous threat on the offense. Graham Pinto with it on the far side. Guarded by Tobia. One-on-one. Skirts by Tobia. Curls around the back of the net. Tommy McHugh looking at him. So like Brown picks him up. Kicks it back behind the net. To Lamond. Trying to shake St. Joe's Prep defense here. Majid calling things out, calling the signals out on the defense. As we're now working it back up to the top. It's Marr with it. He fires too high. It'll be a little sound ball, but Tommy McHugh will get the stick up and knock it away.
Another save by Tommy McHugh. He's done great this game. 5 saves on 9 shots. He's done great this game. Defense hasn't helped him out that much so far.
And just like that, out of the goal. They get an inbound, they find the bottom of the net. It's 5-1 LaSalle.
I think I jinxed them there.
Tommy McHugh made a nice effort. That was tripped up by LaSalle quickly as they get around them and get to the back of the net.
Yeah, that was a quick inbound by LaSalle. Great idea. Got Tommy McHugh off his game for a quick second, and in that quick second, LaSalle scored and made it 5-1.
LaSalle wins the faceoff. Giuliani with it. Curls to his right. Cradles. Ooh, sends a pass intended for Joey Taylor over the head of the junior attack. And it'll be St. Joe's that ball. Probably the most overt miscommunication from the Explorers today, but it was really just one of those plays. St. Joe's Prep needs to capitalize here. Shirley crosses midfield. Guarded by Castle. Now picked up by Jordan. As Prep sends things over to Schrader under the net. Up top, Carson Stevenson. Kicks it out on the right side. Ortley with it. Lone goal scorer today for the Hawks. Cradles behind the net. Wants an option to feed. Schrader took the inbound. But it's stuffed. Michael Klibanoff senior goalie and obviously twin brother of Matt Klibanoff, head to The Ohio State University next year to play lacrosse with a great save there. With the man up in his face about to shoot with that pressure on him, as close as that shot is, and some people might think that's an easy goal to stop, it's certainly with the speed that ball can come out of the stick, it certainly adds a little pressure to him. Prep fighting for it here. It's knocked around by two or three prep defenders. Offenders, excuse me. LaSalle trying to fight for it. It's on the near side. From the ground, Erlich comes up with it. After about 40 seconds of back and forth, Brad Erlich comes up with it. Behind him, Ertley now gets a screen to his left from Shu. On the far side, trips to his right, keeps curling. Trying to find an option. He gets hit from the back. The foul will be called. And so before Eric Shirley could get a pass, receive the pass and make the shot, a flag is thrown.
Yeah, that was just that was blatant cross check right in the back, clear flag.
Castle will head to the box. So Jack Coogan comes out and Zach Snyder will come back in, switching things up on the defensive end for the Hawks. Shirley takes it on the inbound out of the penalty. Kicks it back between Goss. He gets it back. Over to Ordley, back up the top to Shu. To Erlich, at the top of the point. He pump fakes, decides to go to Shu instead. Fakes, goes back to Erlich. It's clear these guys want a goal here. To Shu, sends on the inside of Ordley. To O'Connor. He finds Erlich, who pulls back for a shot, but it's tipped. Good prep ball. Ortlieb with it. Guarded well in the defensive end. Over to Erlich. He's sandwiched between two LaSalle defenders, and the ball is knocked away. It's the LaSalle ball. They turn the ball over. Does the Hawks as a home run pass here from Klibanoff. It's picked up by Snyder. Stolen again by the Explorers. Dan Jordan with it. Good defense for the Hawks as they're trying to make something out of nothing. It's not going out. Snyder picks it up in the ground ball. His height advantage being utilized here. Pass intended in the back end is stolen by LaSalle. We've seen three changes of possession in a matter of 10 or 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's been a really intense game so far, and LaSalle calls the timeout here to get their thoughts together.
So this back-and-forth pad has been probably the epitome of this game. Over the entire first quarter and a little bit here in the second quarter, it was a lot of back-and-forth. It was more sustained. In this last drive, the ball changed hands about five or six times. What can that be like for these guys in the field trying to set some momentum, trying to set a pace for themselves?
I mean, it's definitely hard to get some momentum here. I mean, within the last maybe like 5 minutes, we've had two different big instances of just possession going back and forth. And it's not really helping momentum here, and it's definitely not helping Prep get some more goals.
And so with that, we're going to take a quick breather. You're listening to WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio only. On blogtalkradio.com/WSJP.
When colleges see St. Joseph's Prep on a transcript, they take note. That's because for more than 165 years, the Prep has churned out well-educated, well-spoken, and well-rounded young men who thrive in the college setting. They know their way around an SAT test and around the city, because when it comes to college, both matter. Come see what we're all about. Schedule a Hawk Life visit today. Or check us out online at www.sjprep.org. For the high school education you want and the edge you need, choose St. Joseph's Prep. College starts here.
Hi, this is Mr. Petruzzelli, principal of St. Joe's Prep, and you're listening to WSJP.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, here at Cardinal O'Hara. I'm Simon Williams, joined by Pat McCabe. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. St. Joe's Prep down 5-1 with 1:18 on the clock here in the second quarter of play in the PCL Championship. LaSalle with it on the offensive end. They're on the right side of the field here in Springfield as the offense in a series of turnovers before the timeout. That's St. Joe's Prep with him on the offensive end. Picked up by McHugh. He stopped the LaSalle shot. They dip it over quickly to Jake Goss, who leads the fast break for the Hawks. To O'Connor. They dip it to the left side. Scotty O'Connor sends it into Eric Shirley. Excuse me, Steve Schrader. It was Steve Schrader. And St. Joe's Prep will call the timeout. Pat, we're going to keep you here with 48 seconds remaining. I think the defensive stand clearly worked for the Hawks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was a quick – that was almost a missed opportunity. Tommy McHugh almost didn't get the goal, and there was an LaSalle Explorer right behind the goal, and he was going to get it and score that. But thankfully, Tommy McHugh got it, passed it up to Zach Snyder, and, I mean, it was close. They were – passed it up to Scotty O'Connor, and it was almost close to goal, but then Prep's coach called a timeout.
So Gilbert, the first-year head coach here at St. Joseph's Prep, finds himself in the Catholic League title game for the first time. But clearly not the first time these Hawks have been in this situation. You know, Catholic League runners-up the last 2 years. 2015 champions of the league are the Hawks, but LaSalle certainly has their fair share of experience as well. 20-plus Catholic League titles. When you're talking about Philadelphia area lacrosse, it's arguably the best in the country, and it's kind of where the birthplace of lacrosse at the youth level kind of came to be. And Prep or LaSalle, any given year, can be two of the better teams in the area, including some of the Interact schools, of course, and some of the public schools out of the Central League, most notably. But even still, competition across the area is well regarded.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, like you said, Interact School is one of the – I think all of them have really good lacrosse programs. Prep, LaSalle, and the PCL, and then Central League always has really good lacrosse teams too. So it's great to see all the competition in the area and to see it grow.
Sure, there was a nasty pump fake out of the timeout. Totally had his man bite there. And the Eric Shirley with it behind the net with 20 seconds left. He might be milking this clock out a little bit for a last-second goal to head Hawks into halftime. Bodies up Burnham. As he sends it into the low post, trying to dip it in. It's stopped by Burnham and Klimanoff. To the long stick for LaSalle with great defense on the flank of the Marshall commit, Eric Shirley. Now, zooming the other way is Brendan Doolin. He has a nice look. Bounce pass in for the goal. The goal, no goal. It's waved off. But Doolin had a great bounce of a shot with just a few seconds remaining on the clock. It finds the back of the net, but the shot clock expires. We head into the half, 5-1 your score, and an exciting final moments from this first half of play in Springfield. Sets us into the 10-minute halftime period with an exciting moment. Despite, if you look at the scoreboard, not too exciting in the game. Only 6 goals total, 5 of which belong to one team. It isn't the score you would think out of as competitive of a game, but still, this game has been really intense and back and forth the entire time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it showed, Prep and LaSalle, as I said before, two of the better lacrosse programs in the area, and it showed today. I mean, it doesn't show quite on the scoreboard as LaSalle's winning 5-1, but in aggressiveness and just overall, it's just been really great to see Prep play well. Prep's defense does need to pick it up and stop LaSalle's attack.
And that'll do us for here on the first half of play here from Springfield. You're listening to WSJP's presentation from 2018 Philadelphia Catholic League Championship. When we return, Hawk Talk of the Half. Pat and I will break down the first half of action and look ahead to the second half here in Springfield. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Hawks Across.
Alumni, parents, and friends of the Prep, are you grateful for a Prep education? Do you recognize the value that the Prep has provided for more than 160 years? If so, then the Prep needs your support. A gift to the Prep Fund ensures that today's students will benefit from our special brand of education, an education that develops the minds, hearts, souls, and characters. So give now. Together, we can show today's students the loyalty and commitment of our Prep family. Go to www.sjprep.org/giving to make a donation. That's www.sjprep.org/giving.
Has messing with the cloud got you down? Call Tech Commandos in Marlton, New Jersey. They deliver 24/7 cloud hosting and information technology services that enhance communication and productivity. Their expert staff has a world-class certified state-of-the-art facility that helps to meet their clients' demands, specializing in hosting ACT, QuickBooks, Sage 50, computers, and servers. Tech Commandos provides cloud services with a human touch. To schedule an appointment or learn more, visit them on their website, techcommandos.com. Go Prep!
Hi, my name is Christopher Purtis, English teacher at St. Joe's Prep, and when I can't make it to the game, I make sure to tune in to WSJP so I can follow all of the action.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Springfield, Pennsylvania. We're at Cardinal O'Hara High School. I'm Simon Williams, joined by Pat McCabe. You're listening to Hawk Talk at the Half. We are here for the 2018 Philadelphia Catholic League Championship of lacrosse. 4:18 remains in the halftime period. St. Joe's Prep finds himself down 5-1 to start the second half of play. Pat, what are your first reactions from this first half of play between the Hawks and Explorers?
It's been a competitive game so far. LaSalle has clearly showed that they have been playing really well, scoring 5 goals to Prep's 1. Prep hasn't had much on the offensive end so far, and they really need to pick that up in the second half, and their defense has not been helping them at all. Goalie Tommy McHugh, though, has been one of the shining stars of this game so far for the Prep side, getting five saves on 10 shots. He's been really good so far. Prep just needs to step it up and cut down this deficit.
Tommy McHugh, 5-10 in goal. He's seen a lot of good looks. He's made some good saves and some rough opportunities he's missed out on. Do you think this is kind of symbolic of a back-and-forth performance of his team, or is it just an aspect that he has to hone on himself?
I think it's both. He's showed that he can play well with the great saves that he's had so far, but he also has missed some really easy shots on goal. I mean, And then with this team, I mean, it's been back and forth this entire game. But, I mean, Prep just really needs to step it up on the offensive end so that Tommy can rest a little bit and get his thoughts back together and save some more shots.
And for St. Joe's Prep offensively, Ortlieb is the only goal scorer. They've had a couple of looks. Eric Shirley, I think, remains the guy that keeps getting those offensive opportunities, but he has yet to get a shot off. Why do you think St. Joe's Prep's offense, has been so steadfast against these explorers?
I mean, LaSalle has one of the better defenses in the area and in show today. I mean, Prep just really needs to get those opportunities and just get to the goal, get in the middle, and shoot the ball into the net. But, I mean, they have not showed that today, and it's just showed on both ends that they need to step it up.
Now, one thing of note for these LaSalle explorers, Klibanoff, their leading scorers. He had 5 goals and 4 assists in the PCL semifinal against Lansdowne Catholic. They've held him to none today. No goals, no assists today. So it's been a great defensive effort for the Hawks, particularly in that one-on-one matchup. He's a top-tier Division I recruit, headed to Ohio State. He's a top 10 player in the area. Now, that's got to be a difficult one-on-one matchup to carry over, even after having a good first half.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's really good that they've kept him to only 0 goals and 0 assists after he scored so many goals and helped on so many assists this year. But they still scored 5 goals, and Prep's defense really needs to pick it up.
And so that 1:13 remaining in the halftime period. Final thoughts here on Hawk Talk of the Half. Pat, give me one quick note for this Hawks team. What can listeners at home expect out of these guys?
Hopefully, Coach has told them, you guys need to step it up now. You really need to get it going on the offensive end, score some more goals, create more opportunities, and for the defense to step it up, hold that amazing LaSalle offense to less goals.
All right, that'll do it for you on Hawks Talk of the Half. We're going to take a breather, and we return second half of play here from Cardinal O'Hara.
This is Mr. Patrinoni, English teacher and golf coach. Hope you're enjoying the golden voices of the best crew in radio, WSJP Prep Sports Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Simon Williams, joined by Pat McCabe. This is WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. 5-1 score. We start the second half of play here from O'Hara. As the Explorers win the first face-off of the half and move things around in their own defensive zone as opposed to quickly jetting out for the offense, causing different looks for the St. Joe's Prep defense early on. And it now Lamont has it with the top. Kicks to his left to Pinto. Picked up by Majid on the defense. He's been great defensively. Really great in the one-on-one matchups. Brendan Maher with it. Kicks it over to the right side. Lamont over to his right again. They're working it around on the clockwise. As Joey Taylor has it. Dishes it back to Pinto. Takes it from his left over to his right. Maher and Pinto exchange passes on this near side. LaSalle working from right to left in the home whites. He hands it off to Lamont, who gets picked up at a switch from St. Joe's Prep. It dumps it in for a goal. LaSalle leads 6-1 after an outstanding effort on the offensive end. Well-drawn-up play. They work it around the outside and a quick, almost really special right handoff and pick and roll, and they set it into the bottom of the net. Adam Staples was lost on the switch defensively, and a 6-1 score right now for LaSalle.
Yeah, some great movement from LaSalle. I mean, it was quick. Prep's defense just let him go right into the middle and score a quick goal.
So Mike Brown's set to check in for the faceoff again, looking for his fifth one faceoff in nine opportunities. 10:59 remains in the second quarter, third quarter of this second half. It'll be the foul ball. So Brown is 4-for-9 on the day. As again, working on the right side, that far right sideline are the Explorers. Castle with it. To the top to Osborne. Osborne at the 40-yard line on the football field. Dips to his left. To Mikaitis. Back around to Mikaitis at the top. Osborne with him on the left side. Stevenson picks him up in a man-to-man. Osborne to his right. Kicks it to the low post. Back up to the top. Mikaitis. In and out. A lot of motion for LaSalle. Zach Corbett on the far side. Guarded by Tobia. Curls to his left. Back up to the top. Kicks to his left to Mikaitis. Low post. Sends it over to Osborne. He gets his shot tipped by Stevenson. Good work by the Hawks. Well paced and patient defense for St. Joe's Prep on that possession. McHugh brings it up himself. Steps over midfield, not the best pass as Joe Tobia was the intended target, but he was in the middle of a Bermuda Triangle of LaSalle defenders. And so another St. Joe's Prep turnover. He's a fast break for Osborne on the near side. To his left to Taylor. Back at the top to Osborne. Osborne slows down after sprinting. Back in the fast break. Over to his right to Mikaitis. Trades it back with Osborne. Core in the low post. And back to the left to Osborne. Stevenson trying to force him to drive left as the right-handed Osborne keeps dribbling and cradling over to the right side. Strutting in is Joey Taylor now. Back to where Osborne was as he and Osborne trade passes. Osborne kicks it back to Korbanoff right by him. Korbanoff has been pretty quiet thus far in the quarter. There's 8:15 remaining. Korbanoff skirts over to his right side. Dumps it back to Osborne to the left of Mikaitis. Guarded by the Hawks. Jake Goff. A quick dump in by Mikaitis goes into the goal. St. Joe's Prep down 7-1 and there's a flag on the field. LaSalle made something out of nothing.
LaSalle goal number 27 to Mikaitis. A quick number 9, Greg Osborne.
So Mikaitis gets his first goal. The cue gives up. His sixth shot on goal.
Yeah, some great movement by LaSalle. I mean, Prep's defense was doing really well there. They were holding LaSalle, not letting him get in, but eventually LaSalle found a way in and scored a diving goal.
Second of face-off, Brown wins it this time. Snaps the winless streak in the half. And it becomes St. Joseph's first one possession. Stevenson with it, chopping it around. LaSalle swarming him defensively. Excellent effort by the Explorers. Burner within the fast break. Ooh, dumps it on McHugh, and he's knocked down. McHugh is knocked down in the goalie's circle. And time is called as he and Core exchange hits on each other down low. And Tobia seems to be shaken up as well as he was caught in that. Getting off the field in his own manpower, but hobbling off just a bit.
Yeah, it was a really close call. I mean, that was good save by Tommy McHugh at first, but eventually they just collided. And it really, I mean, Tobias really looked like he got hurt pretty bad, so we'll see what happens with him.
And so inbounding on the near side will be Ethan Lamont. Marr takes the pass, works it around the outside, kicks it over to Core, checking the low post. It's Marr with it. Guarded by Majeed. Marr goes to his left. And McInnes comes up, Lamont comes up with it. As they work from real close to the net, and they kick it all the way back out. LaSalle working all ends of the offensive zone really well today. Fill it off with him on the outside. Guarded by Stevenson. To the left end zone here. In Springfield, he's trying to find an open man. Or maybe even an open shot, but Stevenson picking off the one-on-one really well.
Prep's defense has really picked it up in the second half, and it's really showed with only one goal being scored so far.
Ooh, and a pass instead on the outside is going to be fought for, and comes back by LaSalle. So, inadvertent pass, still holds Explorer possession. Lamont has it. Ooh, one-timer. Well, McHugh comes up with a good save, but he waited for that one perfectly. Sixth save of the day for Tom McHugh. Eric Shirley has it near midfield. Comes to the over to Goss. Ooh, and it goes just wide. And so having to pay for it is David Hsu. He does come up with it. The neon yellow stick of David Hsu. He zooms to his left and takes it over to Scotty O'Connor. He gets knocked out of bounds over the LaSalle ball. As O'Connor is the last one to touch it. So turn it over on Scotty O'Connor. Sprinting out of the inbounds is Craig Osborne, the second liner for the Blazers Brewers. From the draft intended for Jerry Taylor to the back of the net. But not the goal line in this net, the net behind the end zone.
Yeah, soccer net. But that was some great movement from LaSalle. Greg Osborne just ran down the entire field, tried to get an open shot, shot it right over the net, and turned it into a prep ball.
So they say he'll start to get the turnover to go their way this time around. O'Connor has it on the far side. A 5 yards out from the net. Kicks it over to Schrader. Keeps hesitating. Keeps looking for a fast break opportunity for a man cutting to the lane, but nothing. The staff picks up with three defenders. Burnham with it on his own. Skirts around to the CO logo here in midfield. And he's taking himself guarded by Goss. He fires a shot. It's wide left. Will wide left. Good defense by Goss. Of course, such an awkward shot.
Yeah, I know. Goss had that was some really good play by him. He knocked the Explorer down, and it was just an awkward shot, as you said, went way over the net.
Well, Sal has it on the far side. Masucci with it. Haven't seen a lot from him in this half. But he kicks it over to Robert Foster, who gets a goal. Foster snuck into a nice offensive start in the low post. Turns around, pivots, and finds the lower left part of the net to get an 8-1 advantage for the Explorers. Foster came out of nowhere that one pass.
Yeah, I mean, Prep's defense, they hit that, failed them right there. And Robbie Foster had a quick and easy goal right to the middle, and LaSalle is just increasing that lead every so often.
The Foster's goal comes at 4:13 remaining in the quarter. Third of four here from Springfield. Eleventh face-off of the game is one by the Hawks. Stevenson with it. Skirts over to his right. He escapes a couple of LaSalle defenders. Eric comes streaking because he wanted a little bit of offensive opportunity coming out of the timeout. But St. Joseph will take a timeout instead, as Head coach Gilbert didn't like the looks he was getting there. So with 3:53 remaining in the quarter, we're going to take a breather as well. You're listening to WSJP's presentation of the PCL Championship in lacrosse. Keep it locked right here for the rest of the action in the third quarter and beyond between St. Joe's Prep and LaSalle College High School.
It's not even close.
This is Mr. Patrinoni, English teacher and golf coach. Hope you're enjoying the golden voices of the best crew in radio, WSJP Prep Sports Radio.
Hey, all right, we're back here at Cardinal O'Hara. I'm Simon Williams with Pat McCabe. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Lacrosse on WSJP. Have a timeout. St. Joe's Prep has it. Trey Fransula with it on the far side, curling to the near side. He skirts around to his right. St. Joe's Prep moving just a bit on the offense. As Fransillo has it now behind the net. St. Just Ref still working around the offensive end. A lot of passes around the exterior. Brendan Farrell getting his first look today. And the flag is thrown, but LaSalle comes up with a steal. St. Just Ref's made one too many passes, and the Explorers come around. Pass intended for Shane Castle. It's a bit short, and so that will allow the referee to signal for the flag. We have St. Joe's Prep penalty on Dan McGuire. University of Scranton commit. So in the offensive end are the Explorers now after the miscue by McGuire. Clipping off. Gets a couple passes on the inside over to Foster, who just scored the last goal for LaSalle. But the ball is knocked out of play. Still Explorer ball, though. And on the high-low action, it hits off the iron. And McHugh has to dive and try and make something out of Klibanoff's shot again. But it's high. No goal. But LaSalle quickly makes use of St. Joe's Prep's lack of attention. And Robert Foster scores again. That's two straight goals for Foster.
Prep's defense is not helping them right there. I even thought that was going out of bounds, and that was going to be Prep ball, but LaSalle clearly got the ball, got it right back. Prep didn't even know what was happening and scored a quick goal to make it 9-1.
2 minutes and 17 remaining in the third quarter, and it's been all LaSalle thus far. LaSalle wins the faceoff again and charges in the offensive zone. In the fast break, Klibanoff gets it, and it's kicked away by McHugh. Good save there by Tommy, trying to stop from back-to-back goals within 10 seconds. Have a save by Tommy. And Spreff comes up with it on the offensive end. McGuire has it, but it's knocked away and out of his hands. It'll be a LaSalle ball on the far side. Mike Klibanoff, the goalie for these LaSalle Explorers, takes the pass and whips it around after a couple of passes. to Masucci. Kicks it over the other club and off. He's done his fair share of damage today. Sean Duffy with it. Sends it over to the far side. Masucci with it again.
Prep really needs to hold LaSalle and stop a possible goal here to make it 10-1. Prep just really needs to figure out what they're doing, get some offense going, and stop the attack on defense.
A deep pass over to the left side to Osborne. Shane, that is. As Snyder picks up a ground ball. The other way for the Hawks. Almost loses it again. But a back and forth possession comes up in St. Joe's Prep's favor. Aiden Kelly with it. Well, that was Jake Goss. He gets it smacked around, but referees call the play dead. They're trying to signal, both referees are trying to talk about who this call could be on, whose ball this could be. There was no flag thrown. So if there was a failure to advance penalty or no, as it appears to be St. Joe's Prep's ball still. Regardless, no harm, no foul for the Hawks. As Stevenson has it at the top of the key.
So if they can get something out of this opportunity here and score a goal and make it closer.
One timer from Stevenson goes wide right. First shot of the game for Carson. With it back up at the top is Goss. Nice deep move from the senior. Kicks it over to the right to Casey Stevenson. Excuse me, Carson Stevenson. Carson works to his right. Dips it back over to Philak, but he can't get anything going. His time will soon expire. 2 seconds, 1 second. Shot on goal is knocked away. Eric Shirley with a last chance effort. And the buzzer sounds. We end the third quarter of play. Here from Springfield, Pennsylvania, LaSalle is up 9-1 over the visiting St. Joe's Prep Hawks. Pat, in his third quarter, although the scoring was low, comparatively, LaSalle had quite the advantage in terms of the offensive opportunities. They dominated the possession.
Yeah, Prep's defense is not helping them right now. Prep, in general, just can't get anything started. They can't get any opportunities on offense. They're missing shots, and on defense, they're just not picking up men, and they're not showing enough energy to try and stop this LaSalle onslaught.
So we're going to take a quick break. We return the fourth quarter of play, the final quarter of play from Springfield, Pennsylvania. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP. So we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for technical difficulty and the internet delay. With 11-12. And counting the final quarter of play here from Springfield, Pennsylvania, I'm Simon Williams with Pat McCabe. St. Joe's Prep finds himself down 9-1 here in the final quarter of action in the PCL Championship. Well, LaSalle's been controlling everything, offense, defense, face-offs, and goal. And they have it. On the offensive end, working from left to right are the men in white. Duffy has it. Curls to his right, dips it in the back. To Taylor. Taylor, who had a couple penalties earlier today, has been showing good offense, helping things out with some smart passes today. Duffy, guarded by Majid. Back over to Taylor on the right side behind the net. They work the same route again, but it's stuffed around by St. Joe's Prep, and McHugh will come up with it. So turnover picked up by McHugh of the Hawks. And a pass intended for Carson Stevenson's intercepted again. It's LaSalle coming on the offense. Another turnover for the Hawks. Here comes Pinto, starter for these Explorers today. Back in the action of the fourth quarter. I've taken a breather earlier. Zachary Core takes a pass. Pump fake to his left as Majid picked up Duffy really well. And Core winds back up with it near Sun. Over to the top to Lamont. Dips it back to Duffy, who starts a fast break. Draws back out. Sends it over to the right side. Ooh, shot on goal is picked up by McHugh. Save for Tommy. 8 out of 17. Not too bad. for Tommy McHugh. Ooh, as Khalil Majid is rocked at midfield after receiving a pass. No foul is called. That's how quickly comes in the fast break. The alley-oop. Look, it's stuffed by McHugh. Good look by the Hawks, and we got a one man down. A Hawk and an Explorer get each other's faces. This is going to get tense. As the refs throw a flag.
Yeah, it was really tense for a moment. I mean, it looked like the prep lacrosse player was down for a second. It looked like he was injured, but he got right back up and got in the Explorer's face. So it's good to see he was up and at it.
Tommy McHugh and Ethan Lamont grilled for a bit there. And it's hard to knock down a goalie outside the goalie box without taking a penalty. So with that, the penalty will be designated to Matt Klibanoff. The St. Joe's prep will be up a man just for a brief moment. The Hawks are the offense behind the net. Ehrlich with it. He looks injured. He's hobbling on his left knee, favoring the right leg as he was hit hard on the offensive end. A pass intended for Ehrlich goes out of bounds and will be prep ball. Just skirting around to Scotty O'Connor. He dumps it into Ehrlich, who tries to get a shot off. It's weak. And the other Klibanoff comes up with it.
Miss another opportunity to score a goal here, and Al is back on the offensive end, and hopefully Prep's defense can stop them.
Adam Staples was trying to pick something up on defense, as he does. He guards Greg Osborne in the one-on-one. Osborne on the far side, skirting around the sideline, figure eights his way back up to the top of the key as he dips it off to Masucci. Back to Osborne. Curls around Staples. Gets the screen from a... But instead decides to jump it over on the right side to Zachary Kaur, but a quick little dip and dive from Kaur can't come up with a goal as McHugh makes a nice save. Hawks coming on the offensive end now. Here comes Ortlieb. He's spreading down the left sideline. He curls back. Has some men in the offense now. Gets it over to Stevenson. 7:14 remain in the period. Grounder intended for Shirley will roll out of bounds and be able to LaSalle explore a ball. Turnover on Eric Shirley. He can't come up with it.
Another missed opportunity. Prep just can't get anything. Can't get anything started today. Missing balls on offense. Missing men on defense. I mean, it's not been good for Prep today.
So LaSalle on the other end. Gets a pass tipped around. Good look for the Hawks. Jack Winters comes up with his first defensive stop. The junior from Wynwood has a hard hit on the other end as he comes back up with another to force turnover. Back-to-back plays from Jack Winters to highlight this fourth quarter. As they dump it into Carson Stevenson, who has a fast break. Hits 3-on-3. As LaSalle gets their defense set, and St. Joe's Prep will draw it back for the offense. Steven Shue with it. Kicks it over to Goss. Shot on goal, stuffed by Klibanoff again. Great work from him tonight, and he ignites a fast break of his own. And coming the other way, trying to feed it in, or the Explorers, they work in the low post. But it's been all the Sal. As Ethan Lamont's shot is just wide, but picked up by an Explorer, and they keep working around the outside. Lamont to Foster in the low end. They're stalling now with 5:24. LaSalle's drawing everything they can out of this offensive possession. Wind the clock down. There's no true shot clock in lacrosse as there is with other sports. Brendan Marr with it, spins around, dips Goss, almost exposes Goss in the defensive end, draws back, calls for some cuts. as Lamont strokes to his left. Hesitation moves, spins in and out of Stevenson's draft, and finds the back of the net, forces McHugh to do a split as he dips and dives one way and the other, and makes it a 10-1 game. Just under 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, and St. Joe's Prep has to show up here, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, Prep hasn't done it all game. Might as well do it now.
Shortly with it out of the faceoff won by the Hawks. So Mike Brown wins his seventh faceoff out of 13 opportunities. As Fronzolo has it, kicks it over to the right side. That's Brendan Farrell working with it. First time he's getting a little bit of look on the offense for the Hawks. So check it in just about 4 or 5 minutes ago. As Charlie cuts around the back of the goal. And they dip it back around to Trey Fronzolo. But skirts back over to the left to Ehrlich. He pump fakes. Almost looks like he's going to sling one in. Gets a screen from McGuire. But instead they work it back around to the top. Farrell with it at the 40-yard line of the football field. As he dips and cuts over to the right side and the low post extended on the far end. Finds a cutting Ehrlich who spins around. About 10 yards out, bounce pass. That shot, no good. It's going to be St. Joe's Prep ball as it bounced over the head of the goal.
It's a good idea. Just bounced a little bit too far away from the goal, and it just went over.
Shirley takes the inbound and bounces it and finds the back of the net. Ehrlich Shirley with the goal.
Prep's offense finally got a goal. Got a shot on goal, and it went right in the back of the net to make it 10-2.
About 2 or 3 yards out of the goalie circle, Ehrlich Shirley, second true-to-form shot on goal, finds the back of the net. And so the kid from Gladwin, headed to Franklin and Marshall next year, going to play for the Diplomats. As to his career highlight reel with that goal there. 3:33 remains in the fourth quarter of play. St. Joe's Prep down 10-2 as Mike Brown skirts around a couple of LaSalle defenders and wins the faceoff. And as the ball is knocked around on the far sideline, a timeout will be called. And that means we're going to take a breather as well. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Hawks Lacrosse. Only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Sports.
Time out with Al.
What's up, everybody? I'm Frank Raffa, teacher of Spanish and French at the Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, Prep Sports Radio.
Out of the LaSalle timeout, the Explorers have on the offense. They're cutting around the back of the net, trying to respond to Ehrlich Shirley's goal. There's a shot, one-timer, goes wide, for Shane Osborne, the junior middie. Kay Taylor with it, picks it up on the inbound, his first looks of the game today. As he got under 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter of action from Springfield. Taylor kicks it over to the right side. Osborne with it. They're working it back around to the top of the key. Kurt Westner with it. Westner tips it over behind the net again. A lot of clockwise motion for the Explorers. LaSalle keeps things moving on the offense with a lot of circle rotations with the pass. It's just dwindling this clock down. We're about 2 minutes left in the game here. It's got to be a drawn-up strategy here, Pat.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, LaSalle just wants to preserve the lead and get the win here, but Prep has to do something to at least get a couple more goals on the board.
And so as the clouds continue to cover here in Springfield, Daniel Malley with it. He's calling out some cuts for his fellow Explorers. We dipped about 140 remaining in the game. They send it in. They find a cut. Ooh, line the back pass. Or shot, excuse me, for Shane Osborne. Nice look, but it couldn't come up with the goal there. Lucky for St. Joe's Prep, McHugh well scouted that one.
Yeah, thankfully Tommy saw that go right over him. Didn't even try to make the attempt at it. Thankfully, it didn't go in the back of the net and make it a 11th game.
Clock is ticking. We got 1:20 remaining. Cade Taylor with it. Skirts around the goalie's box, and he's hit hard. That will be a flag. Seems to be just sheer frustration from the Hawks on defense.
Two flags thrown there. It hasn't gone well for the ball game, and it's just frustrating now that they're losing such a big game.
So Aiden Kelly will be forced to take a knee in the penalty box. As we're waiting for another official signal on where the second flag is, we have 1:05 remaining in the game. We do know Aiden Kelly will be subbing out for the Hawks, as is Khalil Majid. Wind continues here in Springfield. It's been cold, it's been cloudy, it's been windy all game. Something has made for adverse conditions for the Hawks. Joe Taylor working it back up to the top of the key this time. He got four men out for LaSalle. Ooh, shot on goal is good again for LaSalle. Ethan Masucci with the nice one-time look as he cut into the lane and got the feed. And put it where McHugh was it, right through the fry bowl. Another goal, making it a 11-2 game, all about icing the Catholic League Championship for the Explorers.
Yeah, it was just a great one. It was great movement by LaSalle. Obviously, Tommy McHugh just wasn't in the right place at the right time. Ball went right in the back of the net to make it 11-2.
So taking the faceoff for St. Joe's Prep will be Peter Banfi. He actually started as the faceoff man for the Hawks this season, but found some trouble as he would make his way through the more rigorous parts of this season, again, the non-conference play. As St. Joe's Prep comes up with the faceoff win. They dump it over to Adam Staples, who gets his first true offensive possession today. Kicks it over to McGuire. We got 25 seconds remain in the PCL championship. And we got a timeout call by St. Joe's Prep. 21.7 remains, and we're going to take a break as well. We're hoping the Hawks can get things together and maybe make a little bit of noise in these last few moments of the 2018 Philadelphia Catholic League Championship. You're listening to St. Joe's Prep Lacrosse only on WSJP, St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club Radio.
Bye now, St. Joe's Prep.
Hi, this is Father John Swope, class of 72, and president of St. Joseph's Prep, and you are listening to WSJP.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 21.7 seconds remain as St. Joseph's Prep is coming out of the timeout in the fourth quarter. Hawks are down 11-2 to the Explorers. LaSalle is seeking their 22nd Catholic League championship, their third in a row, and their third in 6 years.
It's pretty good record, I think.
2009 PIAA champions, as the Hawks made it back to the state championship game in 2014 as they lost to Radnor, but they're trying to make it back to that PIAA level of excellence yet again. So 4-3-2-1. LaSalle quickly forward to St. Joseph's Prep timeout plans, and the Explorers are champions again. St. Joe's Prep falls to the number one seed, LaSalle College High School. And yet again, the Hawks can only muster up 2 goals against the undefeated Explorers. St. Joe's falls to 10-3 in the league. 10-2, excuse me, in the league. Both losses coming to LaSalle. And with the loss, their playoff implications ride on the line between the Philadelphia Public League champion Central High School and LaSalle College High School here today. Obviously, we will be your source of information for all things St. Joe's Prep Hawks lacrosse. But before we wrap things up on the broadcast, Pat, what are your final thoughts from today's game?
So I think Prep really didn't show up today. I mean, defense just nothing could get started. Defense just couldn't stop the shots today. I mean, offense just couldn't get any opportunities. They only scored 2 goals. And, I mean, LaSalle just showed up today, and they played a way better game than Prep did, and it showed on the final score.
And that'll do us for here on WSJP. Pat McCabe and Simon Williams, you're listening to St. Joe's Prep Hawks Lacrosse on WSJP. Our next broadcast here on your home for St. Joe's Prep Hawks Sports will be on Sunday at noon, where St. Joe's Prep will play against Monsignor Bonner in the Philadelphia Catholic League baseball playoff. First round of baseball playoffs will be taking place live at Archbishop Carroll at 12 noon. Of course, if you can't make the broadcast, you're going to make the game, listen to the broadcast on WSJP, the home for St. Joe's Prep Hawks Sports. Again, your final score here from Cardinal O'Hara, the LaSalle College High School Explorers 11, the St. Joe's Prep Hawks 2. Thanks for tuning in to WSJP, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night.